Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, a feel-good summer Friday here on the show. Boomer is out. He is with his buddies from Maryland. The Maryland quarterbacks he played with are having a weekend somewhere at an undisclosed location, hanging out together. Bunch of guys doing guy things, doing man stuff. That means that we have Jerry Recco in for Boomer today. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Gee, what's up, man? Glory days for Boomer.
Yes, the glory days. Definitely the alpha in that group, even though Frank Reich is there and Stan Gelbaugh is there and Bob Milkovich is there. Boomer definitely, and no disrespect to those guys, but much like here, the alpha male.
He commands a room.
In that situation. Like, this trip does not happen if Boomer Esiason does not want it to happen. If Boomer says, no, that date doesn't work for me, they find another date.
Yep.
If Milkovich can't make it, they still do it. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
That's the pecking order of that situation. But I was a little bit jealous yesterday. I was with him for many hours after the show. And he had this great dinner lined up in the Hamptons, and he was getting on a plane and heading down there. And I said, my goodness. You're going to be doing all that, and I'm going to be waking up talking about Kodai Senga's hamstring.
That is very true.
Yes, which we were fulfilling a charity outing situation where there was eight guys or six rather, and then we were the two that filled out the eight that spent or donate a lot of money to the Boomer Esiason Foundation to go out to Atlantic and play with us. So you know, I was engaged with them, wasn't really paying attention to what was going on, Met game, and one of the guys was a Mets fan and goes, oh, hey, they won again. But he just looked at the score.
Yep.
And then when I finally, you know, rounds over and I feel like it's okay, it's a beautiful place. I'm not going to be staring at my cell phone the whole time. Of course, you know, you hit the mentions and everybody's blaming Boomer and I for Kodai Senga's injury because we had this guy call up yesterday and he said he didn't want Sean Manaea coming back because the staff's been so good, and they're rolling, and they're in a good place. And if Manaea comes back and Montas comes back, then all of a sudden things are going to go off the rails. And I believe, and I heard CeeLo said he had the audio, I believe Boomer said, these things tend to work themselves out. Somebody's going to pull a hamstring.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. It happens all the time on every team, every season.
And by the way, don't blame us for that. We have just been observing this for so many years that it happens, especially with baseball players and hamstrings. So it's not our fault. It's the sport's fault. But I do think there's something to be said when it's like a lower body injury or soft tissue injury with a pitcher that you know will get better eventually, unless he like tore it off the bone, which I don't believe he did. But if you know it's going to get better eventually, it's a long season. You know, like saving some miles on his arm for games that matter late in the season when you're playing as well as you are right now and you've got such depth with two guys coming off the IL and the rest of the staff pitching well,
you could do a glass half full situation. Not great that he got hurt, but it's not the worst thing in the world when it's a hamstring injury.
No, it is glass half full from the standpoint of you had pitching depth. This is why you've basically signed and got eight starters for your team. Like I said, you can point to every baseball team in Major League Baseball. They go through this with their rotation every single year on every single team. Now, what sucks about Senga is he dealt with this last year, came back, and for whatever reason, they used him in odd ways in the postseason. In this case, and I know they said it's a strain, which is, I know, some sort of a tear, I'm with you. If this thing's not torn off the bone, and this is, let's just say, 8 weeks. 8 weeks takes you into the middle of August. Work your way back. Be ready to pitch start of September, and then you will be full go for the start of the postseason when you pitch through September and you come back. It's not optimal. I'm not saying it's great. You don't want anybody to get hurt. But considering the fact that you do have Sean Manaea on the way back, you've got Montas at some point soon. They'll be fine. This team has figured it out. All we hear about is the pitching lab, the pitching lab, the pitching lab. Well, it keeps working. They keep tossing up zeros. And that game, I know you didn't see it because you were golfing. I'm sure you saw the highlights at this point, though.
Of course.
It got dicey late. Yep. It got very dicey late. In the past, that might be a game they wind up losing. Well, you know what? They figured it out. They won another game. They won another series, another sweep. They just continue to figure out ways to win, and this is a setback for sure. But, I'm not going nuts. It sucks. It sucks, but you move on.
Yeah, I did have that same thought of, in years past, you know, the negative mentality and the teams we might have seen in years past. You know, you get a big injury, you blow the game, then all of a sudden the Frank the Tank lava comes out.
Yeah.
You know, with the, here we go again,
this
mark
is the
this day down from here on, you know.
That's
but
right.
Of course they do win the game, and you've got two guys coming off the IL. And it's gotten to this point, I don't want to say that they're interchangeable, because obviously, you know, Kodai Senga's been the best from an ERA standpoint in baseball this entire year. So he's obviously been the best on the Mets staff. But I trust all of these guys
exactly.
At this point. Maybe, I mean, Tyler McGill a little less than some of the others. But, I mean, my goodness, every single one of them gets the job done in the way that they need to, especially when the offense is doing what it has been doing for the most part. So he'll come back. This isn't a shoulder thing or an elbow thing or something that is more serious for a pitcher. I guess the only thing that could be a little bit concerning is the fact that Kodai Senga last year was like, I'm just not there yet.
Yeah.
I just don't feel right. And it felt like it extended and extended, even though the team was saying, well, you should be feeling okay. And he was saying, well, I'm not. So I just hope we don't have another situation like that. But this guy, you know, he's going to want to get back out there. He's going to want to pitch. And I'm with you, too. I don't want to go back and rehash everything that happened in the postseason, but I thought that was one of two mistakes that Carlos Mendoza made last year in the postseason. And when Stearns as well, organizational decisions of forcing Senga into starts he probably shouldn't have made, because he had really nothing going on all regular season last year.
Yeah, and such a low pitch number that they were going to give him. It made no sense. At least it didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
I think we all agree with that. You said something, though, that you kind of glanced over as you said it, but I think you're spot on. When you said just now, I don't want to say that they're all interchangeable. That's fair. The problem is they have been.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at this rotation last year and this year, they have brought guy. We've talked about Griffin Canning how many different ways this year. The guy's 6-2. He's got an ERA in the low threes, and he was the worst statistical starting pitcher in Major League Baseball last year.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Holmes was a closer-turned-starter who I think we expected to do well. I didn't expect him to be this good at this point. He's been great. Tyler McGill continues to be really good. Manaea last year had a career. Now, Manaea was good with the A's, so I don't want to make it seem like that's stunning. He's had a good career, but I don't think anybody expected that much from him last year, and look what he turned out to be. Gets the big contract. So while you kind of glanced over it and said you don't want it to be interchangeable or kind of refer to them as such, that's what they've been, and that's a credit to them and a credit to Jeremy Hefner and whatever the hell they're doing over there with their pitching.
Yeah, I mean, and I didn't think that Clay Holmes was going to be good, because I watched Clay Holmes in a Yankee uniform dominate at times as a closer, and I thought that it was going to translate to being a starter. I thought he was going to be good because the Mets identified him as a starter, went out there aggressively and signed him, and I said, okay, well, they saw something, and I trust them now. I mean, of all the teams that are out there making decisions, I think that specifically the Mets in selecting pitchers over the last 2 years and trusting David Stearns, Jeremy Hefner, and Carlos Mendoza is at the top of that list when it comes to confidence in
me. No question.
I mean, it is wild. I don't know if they could do this every single year, and there's going to be some years where guys that they identify are not going to be as good as what Griffin Canning has been or Severino and Manaea last year and all of that. But, I mean, so far it's been remarkable, and the depth, too. I mean, this just goes to show you, though. I mean, it's something we've been talking about for years. Now, the Mets have not won a World Series, didn't even make it to the World Series last year. But, you know, the money spent on starting pitching for these guys that you're either hurt, pitch once every fifth day, you know, have ERAs of the high threes when you're paying them $40 million a year. I mean, that's something that Steve Cohen, along with the advisement of David Stearns, learned after the Verlander and Scherzer stuff. We can't pump money into these old-ass starters again. What we're going to do is we're going to bring guys in that we feel like have potential, that are on affordable short-term deals. Or we're going to try to get prospects to come up and then have them on their entry-level contracts for all those years with the arbitration and everything else. Or we're going to try to sign someone very young that we think is a superstar in Yamamoto. But, I mean, it's clear the guys that they are looking for, and it has worked out like aces so far.
It's like the philosophy is get good starting pitching, make them better, as opposed to pay for what guys have done. Now, it's worked out with Max Fried and the Yankees so far. That guy has been worth every penny because every night he goes out, aside from one start, I think he's got 9 wins, maybe 10 already on the season. It's June 13th. I mean, think about that. That's how good he's been, thrown to a low ERA. That guy has been one of the best in baseball, but it is rare. I mean, Gerrit Cole has been great since he's been signed, but we can go down the list of starting pitchers that get top dollar that have not been good. The Mets, with what they've done with the pitching, I almost liken it to, and you say, like, how long can it go for? You know, this recipe for success they've had. It's a couple of years now with what they've done. I almost liken it to the Tampa Rays. The Tampa Rays, every single year, have a weird roster, and they let good players go. And yet and again, I'm not saying they're winning World Series every year, but you know what they are? They're relevant every year, and they are in the mix or in the postseason every single season. Doesn't seem to make sense, but they have figured something out to get the best out of what they've got, and the Mets have done that with the pitching.
Yeah, and I do think, too, that eventually, you know, some of their own guys, some of their drafted guys, some of the prospects coming up through the organization, hopefully being top-of-the-line guys, is another thing that I'd love to see. Because in the Mets' history, there's been, obviously, some top-end ones, some that have lasted longer than others. But, I mean, just, like, you know, think about the Doc Gooden, what he was, what he could have been. The Generation K, Paul Wilson, Isringhausen, Pulsiver that we heard about that went down the tubes. Obviously, the latest one with Harvey and Syndergaard. And you got great moments from them at times, but the idea was that these guys would be Maddox, Smoltz, Steve Avery. You know, that's what you thought it was going
to
be.
Supposed to be a decade of dominance.
Right, and it never was. So maybe with Stearns, Hefner, and what's going on here, the next couple of guys that come up can actually turn into 10, 15-year starters for an organization. Never seems to have been able to figure that one out.
The one thing you love about this team is, and I know obviously Juan Soto is getting paid a boatload of money, so we put him to the side for a second, and Francisco Lindor came over via trade. I get that, but, you know, and whether they were drafted by the Mets or they made trades and got them in the system early, you've got the likes, when you look at this team, of Alonso, Alvarez, Beatty, Vientos. Now you've got Acuna doing things. Mauricio is now up. Brandon Nimmo. I mean, I'm not saying it's a completely homegrown team, but a lot of these guys have come up through the Mets system, and you're starting to see, you know, you look at what they were last year, middle part of the year through the postseason, to what they've done now. This is a full calendar year of really good baseball.
Yeah, and I really think that when you get guys like Nimmo and McNeil hitting at the same time with the other guys that are sort of givens at this point, Lindor, Alonso, and Soto, who's coming around, that's when it's like the lineup just seems so long.
Yep.
I mean, and McNeil, I mean, I we'll see how the season goes. But
I thought his career was over.
Yeah, so did I, at least as a Met.
Yep.
You know, and it's those are two guys that I in New York sports that I was completely done with, that had come back and have been big contributors. One in Mitchell Robinson, who, of course, did it throughout the entire postseason. But I was done with him. I was like, you can't count on this guy. All we do is wait for him to come back. It's the conversations when Mitchell Robinson comes back, they're going to be so much better. But then he never does. Then when he does, he gets hurt again. And he came back healthy, and he was awesome. And now I want to see him signed and come back after what I saw last year. And the other one was Jeff McNeil. I mean, I mean, I couldn't believe, even though Iglesias was seemed like the magic had run out, like the pixie dust was done towards the end of the postseason last year, I just hated the fact that Jeff McNeil found himself back into that lineup because it didn't feel like...
Thrust into a playoff run that he wasn't a part of.
Right, and yeah. I was like, what are we doing? And I'm thinking in the offseason he's going to be gone, so why even throw him in here? And he has come back. And over the last, you know, the recent memory here in the last week or a half, 2 weeks has been just phenomenal offensively. If you could get that going consistently, then good luck shutting this lineup down.
Right, well, and that's the whole point. And we talked about this the other day, and that it's amazing that how when you've got so many guys in the lineup, you would think that someone's going to be hot and you'll never have those days where they're not hitting. And for the most part, that has been true. They have had, obviously, a bad stretch here or there, but... To your point about the length of the lineup, there's not many easy outs in that lineup if you're an opposing pitcher. And it starts at the top with what you get from Lindor. And really, from game to game, it can be anybody in this lineup that can produce. And they are doing it at a high volume right now. And really, on June 13th, have looked like the best team in baseball.
Yeah. And so, that's sort of the moral of the story this morning. I mean, this is not just...
Positivity.
Right. Faux optimism or anything like that because it's a feel-good Friday. It's because... You know, this team is really, really good. It's a soft tissue lower body injury for Kodai Senga. You've got two guys at the point of their rehab in Manaea and Montas coming back that'll be able to fill a void. And you've got everybody else in the rotation being very, very good. Can you ask for anything more when you have your number one starter go down with a hamstring injury? You probably can't.
No, and here will be my question. I'm going to try and do this very quickly on the fly. If I asked you... What do you think they are in their last 162 regular season games going back to last year? Now,
how many have they played this year?
So they're 45-24 right now.
Okay.
So let's go back to, I'm going to try and find the game by game if I can for you real quick. If I go back to, it's got to be last June. It has to be, essentially, right?
Well, the Grimace Day was yesterday. It was the Grimace anniversary yesterday.
Right. So then I'm going to go to June. Let's see. If I go to June 12th of last year, so this is a full calendar year. On June 12th of last year, they were 30-37.
Okay.
All right, so that's where it started.
So you could do all this math in your head. We talked about this yesterday when you weren't in here, that you're the best out of all of us doing math in your head.
But yeah, I'm not that great.
No, you're way better than 30 us.
30-37, so they won 89 games, which makes them 59-30-37-73-36. So they went, if I do this quickly, 45-60, that's 104. If I did the math right, I got 104-6. That's not right. Well, yeah, I mean, I might be off a game or so. 104-60 in their last 164 games.
Yeah.
That's a calendar year of sensational baseball.
Yeah. I mean, that's a division-winning team every single year in Major League Baseball. And by the way, just watching the highlight again.
Yeah.
I was trying not to bring it up.
Pete Alonso?
Yeah. I was trying.
Bad throw. It's a bad throw. Now, in fairness to Pete, I don't know if he's lying to make him feel better. Through a translator,
they said
it popped before that. Yes.
Before that. But
that said, that is in his head.
Yeah, no, it is no doubt. I mean, it's just still an issue. But, you know, and Pete's going to feel bad about that. Hopefully it doesn't send him down some, you know, mental rabbit hole where he starts being, you know, he's taking that to the plate. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully that's the case. And, you know, and I don't think that if the base... And the way that the base is affected this one as much, but I am with Al, and the word that he used is the right one, the mushy base. Let's bring back the mushy base. I mean, and if we have to be the people that do it and we start this revolution, I mean, there was nothing better when you showed up and played like a Little League game and those bases that they were using were like from 1965 and it was 1995, you know, and they'd throw those things out there and you knew if you stepped on that thing, it was like running on a cloud. And here we are with these way too elevated, hard bases for no reason at all.
Yeah, I don't know why they have them. I know the ones we used our last few years of travel were probably that size, but there was a lot of give in them.
Yeah.
And they weren't tight, and I don't know. I mean,
is it for aesthetics? Just because it looks better?
I'm sure there's got to be some science. There has to be. They had to have done something to figure this out.
Yeah.
What it is, I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't think it necessarily affected it. I mean, I think just the Alonso throw had more to do with it. Who knows? But I still think they're in a very, very good place, and they held on to win yesterday, and they continue to roll.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry in for Boomer this morning. That means we have CeeLo. At what time would you like to do your Chris Kreider soliloquy? Because I will give you the floor.
I don't need a soliloquy. I have a little info.
Your Kreider monologue.
From what he said after the trade yesterday when he spoke to Ducks Media.
Okay.
I've made my peace with this long ago, so I kind of expected it was coming. So doesn't have to be a soliloquy.
Okay.
It's awkward, you know, seeing the mock-ups of him, the photoshops of him in a Ducks uniform. Mm. It's definitely strange.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've lived through when they tore it down last time and they traded, you know, Ryan McDonagh and Ryan Callahan and Matt Zuccarello. Like, I've seen them do this before.
Yeah.
So it sucks.
So you're calloused at this point now.
I am. Yeah. I had accepted that they were heading for a divorce. That's been clear since his name was included in that Chris Drury memo along with Jacob Trouba in, what was that, November?
So, yeah.
It's been a while, man.
It certainly has been. All right, so we'll get more thoughts on that from you later, but sure. We got an update right now. What's going on? CeeLo!
All right, it's brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So the good news is the Mets won again yesterday. That's 6 in a row. They finished off the sweep of the Nationals, holding off Washington in the 9th inning, 4-3. However, I will take you back to 8-12 yesterday morning as Boomer and Gio were discussing the pitching staff and, I guess, the impending return of Sean Manaea and maybe even Frankie Montas, and this did come out of Boomer's mouth.
It's great right now. It's June. Somebody will pull a hamstring. Somebody will pull a side muscle. Somebody will strain a lat. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's just hope no one pulls a side muscle and then a lat.
Yeah. We don't need that. A hamstring will take.
Right. Only took about 6 or 7 hours, and that's what happened.
Swing and a bouncing ball towards first to his right. Alonso backhands, plants, throws high to first. Senga brings it down, but stumbles across the bag and appears to be hurt. They get the out at first, but something's up with Senga. I don't want to guess. Calf, ankle, hamstring.
Well, he did guess. Howie Rose, Odyssey Mets Radio.
I don't want to guess, but I'll take three of guesses. Right.
And hamstring. It was MRI coming, but he is headed for the IL. Here was Carlos Mendoza.
Obviously frustrated, but I told him he's going to be back and he's going to be important role, important part of this team when he gets back, you know. So the main thing is wait and for the results, see what we're dealing with, and then we'll attack it.
As far as the game, you get the three-run homer from the red-hot Jeff McNeil in the bottom of the first. Brandon Nimmo solo shot in the fifth, and Senga pitched one-hit ball through 5 2/3. Before the injury, he leads baseball with an ERA of 1.47. Edwin Diaz nailed down the save as part of a shaky ninth inning, which began with Ryan Stanek and a four-run lead, but it's another victory. The homestand continues with a three-game series against the Rays tonight. Clay Holmes and Taj Bradley, the starters. It's a 7-10 first pitch.
They have a very good stretch coming up now, starting tonight with the Rays and then the Braves. And, yeah, it should be the next 2 weeks will be telling.
There you go.
So far.
Yeah. Aaron Boone gave Aaron Judge a scheduled night off. The Yankees scored one run without him other than a pinch-hitting appearance, and they still completed a sweep of the Royals in Kansas City.
It's your one to Goldschmidt.
Reyes. At second, his pitch.
Going on, hit the other way. Off the glove of Pasquantino. They're going to wave Reyes. Here's the throw. And Reyes stopped. Now he's caught between home and third. Head first dive. He's in there as the catcher drops the ball. Ben Rice to third. Wow.
A lot going on there.
Did he stumble over the big fat base or did he just stumble?
Well, he didn't get hurt, so that's
he didn't
good,
get hurt.
You know,
that is true.
A little bit of a wild play. Scored an infield single for Paul Goldschmidt. No RBI on the throwing error, but it was enough to get the job done as Devin Williams had a smooth bottom of the ninth.
He
spooned the Royals in the bottom of the ninth to earn the save on 11 pitches as the Yankees win it 1-0. Will Warren, 5 2/3 of four-hit ball. You also had Tim Hill, Mark Leiter Jr., and Jonathan Loaisiga ahead of Williams, who afterwards said of the sweep.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. You know, we try to come out here and win every day. We had to really, really scrap for this one. You know, get Judgy a day off, you know, let the rest of the team take care of it, and we got the job done.
So Judge did pinch hit in the eighth, struck out looking on what was a ball. It was a close pitch,
down
but
and
it was
in.
A ball.
Yep.
Now it's off to Boston, and the Yanks looking for a better performance against the Red Sox as compared to this past weekend in the Bronx. Here's Paul Goldschmidt looking ahead.
Yeah, it's always fun. I mean, we know how much the series means to both fan bases and both organizations and to us as well, so we want to go in there and play well and win as many games as we can. So it should be a fun series.
We got Ryan Yarbrough opposed by Garrett Crochet in tonight's opener. Covered 6:30 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. Yarbrough looking to bounce back from his last outing, which was not a good one. Nope. Other than that, he's been quite good for the Yankees, but they'll have to face Boston's ace in Crochet. Stanley Cup Final, game number 4.
I know we don't talk. This wild was a fun game, though.
Yes, the whole series has been.
I know, but, I mean, the way they were down 3-0 in the first period, and you think this game's over and the series is over, and here they come, it's pretty good.
Yep, so 3-0 Panthers after one. Edmonton ties it at 3-2. They actually take the lead in the third, only to have this happen in the final minute of regulation.
In close, Reinhardt in front, Tkachuk. Reinhardt shot, and he scores! And Sam Reinhart ties the game with 19.5 seconds to go. Here in the third, we are tied at 4.
All right, so that was Panthers Radio. The two latest game-tying goals in Stanley Cup Final history have come in the first 4 games of this series. But you get into the extra session, and then a little bit more than midway through, this is what happened for Edmonton.
Florida makes the long change. Breaking free is Draisaitl to the net. Leon Draisaitl has tied the series with his 4th OT winner in the playoffs. Final score, Edmonton 5, Florida 4 in overtime.
And another example, just put the puck towards the net and you never know what's going to happen.
Right off Nico Mikkola's leg and into the net.
So Eddie asked me, have we heard from Oilers girl at all this year? And if you remember her, she was one who flashed the camera with the boobies last playoff season. And then she like disappeared. She didn't want the attention and did an interview, I think, with Barstool eventually. So it's funny that you asked that because looking at my X feed when the Oilers were down 3-0. Barstool Sports put out a picture of her and said there's only one person that could save the Oilers now. And it was her, you know, but I don't think that she popped up anywhere. I think it was just them putting that picture up. But, yeah, I mean, wild stuff. I mean, I'm watching the highlights. I'm not staying up to watch it, but it is, I don't know if it's captivating the country, but certainly hockey fans are eating it up with a spoon. There's another fans. Spoon reference
there you
for
go.
You.
By yes.
the, and speaking of that, I know you got more to do. The HGTV conversation you guys had.
Yeah.
So a quick Google search. I don't know if these numbers are right or not, but HGTV, these top shows, they draw about 800,000 viewers a show.
I know people watch. I'm just, but, okay. All right.
I wasn't criticizing. I'm saying you didn't know, and Al said he thinks that people watch that more than the games. Now, you have 162 games, so it's a little different. The Yankees do about 400,000 viewers. The Mets, 300,000, far less than those HGTV shows.
Right.
But there's 162 of them.
The viewers of HGTV, sure. The show is being popular. All I was saying was I think if you took a cross-section of, like, everyone in the world or the country, how many people have ever actually watched HGTV. That's all I was saying.
I've seen it. I've watched it.
All right. Well, then I'm wrong.
Beachfront Bargain House.
Yeah.
Property Brothers.
I'll take the L.
Love It or List It. I've seen them all.
They've been doing that a long time.
So yeah. I'm the only one of the five of us here today.
And I'm surprised. I would think your wife made. That's how I got turned onto it. My wife liked the channel, and I got hooked on that Flipper Flop. I used to really enjoy.
That's the one he was talking
with
about.
Tarek and Christina,
who are divorced and remarried numerous times, apparently. The husband's punching guys out in Las Vegas.
Yeah, before I bought my current house, I was super into it because I was thinking about getting into a different house. I'd like watch and see what they were doing, but now I haven't turned it on since I've gotten into my house now, but I used to watch all of them.
Mm.
And then the Bargain Beachfront I think about too. I'm like, wow, maybe I'll get a house on the beach in
Louisiana.
Oxford, Mississippi.
Yes.
For $6.
I'm like, how do they do that? Right, so there was one in Rockport, Texas the other day. I was watching over the weekend, and they're like, we would like to be on the ocean. We would like at least 3 bedrooms, a couple of bathrooms. And then with the realtor, and what's your budget? They're like, $200,000.
Yeah, right.
$200,000. Well, that should get you a room, not a house.
They're like, well, we have this stone mansion that just became available. It's 10,000 square feet.
It's unbelievable.
For $200,000.
$200,000.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe $250,000 was their budget. But still, not here. You ain't getting that here.
The other thing that people always joke about, there's been memes about how, there'd be two people, it'd be a couple that show up and they'll say, like, oh, what do you do? Well, I'm a first-year school teacher, and the other guy would be like, I make labels for chicken, rotisserie chickens. And they'll be like, well, what's your budget? $6 million.
What?
It's so
what
true.
What the hell?
It is so true, man.
Oh, boy. I got a couple of quotes for you.
Is when they won't settle on a house because it's a mile too far for their commute.
Yeah.
What's your commute?
A mile.
15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, up yours.
Stop.
Yeah. 15 minutes.
Shut up.
Seriously. Good
Lord. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So the Chris Kreider trade did become official yesterday. He is the newest member of the Anaheim Ducks. I guess spoke with one of their in-house people. So I don't have audio of this quote because the ones they posted were more about the Ducks than they were the Rangers. But something he spoke about here, just emotions of leaving the Rangers, quote, anger, sadness, grief. I keep coming back to gratitude. I grew up in New York. I became an adult in the city of New York. And then he spoke about how different from last year when you had the Barkley Goodrow and Jacob Trouba situation. He did say there was a lot of communication from Rangers management, Chris Drury in particular. And he said it was done in a really respectful fashion by the New York Rangers. So it seems they've at least learned from that part of all the mess of this past season. And he is now going to join Jacob Trouba and a couple other former Rangers out there in Anaheim. All right, we got a bunch of clips from Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart from the roommate show as they finally go ahead.
So this is interesting. This was 58 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it took for them to get to Tibbs getting fired?
I mean, I would hope 58 seconds they would get to
Me
it.
Too.
Yeah.
How about 25-30 minutes in.
What the hell were they talking about?
Pacer series?
Everything else. How their bodies feel.
Were they trying to normalize the penis conversation?
No, they didn't get into that. I couldn't get over how long it took before they got to Tibbs. I watched the whole thing.
I mean, is there a strategy to that where you want people to wait to hear it and then that means
I saw a million commercials for Bet365 and for 1800 Tequila
there might be
it's probably strategic
because the longer that someone watches a particular video you get credit for a view or something.
Well, they got my credit because I watched the whole thing.
There you go. All right, these are longer clips because I was running in here. I didn't get a chance to shorten them just yet, but you give one from each guy, Brunson and Hart, talking about Tibbs and their thoughts and the impact that he had while he was here. We'll start with Brunson.
Helped him become two-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA. The things he's done for me, like obviously individually, I'm so grateful for. Just because like he had that confidence in me that like I knew I had, but like it's great to see someone like push it.
Good to have other people believe in you, right?
Yeah,
and
no
then
doubt.
Similar thoughts from Hart, lots of gratitude, and obviously him coming to New York kind of changing the trajectory of his career path.
We wanted to give a shout out to Tibbs, man. You know, especially, you know, for myself. He helped make me into the player I am. I had a lot of instability in the, you know, early part of my career, and he kind of gave me that stability and that opportunity to flourish as, you know, a player in the league, a starter in the league. So I'm always going to be forever grateful for him.
He also took to Twitter X, I don't know,
which is amazing to me. Yes, I did see this. Do you have the actual quote there?
I do, yes. So Josh Hart wrote, "All y'all talking trash about Tibbs, lame as hell. A different direction was taken, but y'all should be appreciative for what he did for the team and organization."
Yeah, so it just shows you that in his world or X or whatever, there's people in his feed that are saying negative things about Tom Thibodeau. However, in my experience, in my life, 99% of the people think this was the worst thing that could have possibly happened and have all the respect for Tibbs. So I don't know who he's listening to or hearing from, but there's a large faction of Knicks fans that are my age, maybe a little younger, definitely older, that think that this is horrendous.
There was a clip, and I did get it, but we don't have time for it now, where Matt, the host, pointed out, and this was, I think it was after Brunson finished talking about him, he said he also not only helped your game, but, you know, the franchise, to then Hart opened up about, I think he called the organization butt. Meaning the last, prior to him getting there.
Well, they were, yeah.
The organization was, like, awful.
Right.
And look at what he did in 5 years, and I'm sitting there, I watched the whole thing. They're talking about the last minutes of playing against the Pacers, how, you know, everyone thinks you should slow the game down and pull the ball out, not attack the rim, whereas, you know, the ball went through OG Anunoby's hand because they had an open look, and he's saying, no, that's the right thing because that's how you play them. Like, none of it made sense given the fact that we're sitting here and they let go of the coach, and now we're talking about guys like Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins.
Yeah. Real quick, just on the Hart tweet, did you see BT's reply to him or quote to him?
Yeah, he's like, your teammates are the ones that trashed him in the exit meetings.
It's some of your teammates who cooked him in their exit meetings with that same energy you're directing our way. We didn't get him fired. They did.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Love to see a response from him on that. I doubt you'll get one.
Probably
but that's
not.
That's kind of cool.
No.
Yeah. I mean, do you see Dick Vitale's now with me? Hire Tibbs back?
Is that
By
true?
The way,
oh, that's funny.
I'm glad. I was going to bring this up the other day when it was Jerry and Danny Wexelman. You guys were out. My mother was texting me. She had a strong take on this. I didn't realize you had the same one. She was like, let's bring him back.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would. I don't think it's realistic.
No,
just don't
of course
see
it's
it happening.
Not. But it's still an
amazing.
Interesting thought. He'd probably say no thanks at this point.
He might. I don't know, man. That guy loves basketball. I don't think he's going to get another opportunity this year.
Dignity, you know, pride. They didn't want me.
Yeah, but there's also a pride in being like, they screwed up, they were emotional, they were idiots, and I'm the man.
Did the heroes welcome back?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm the man right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Summer Friday. So this Antonio Brown story, I mean, I know that he is capable of something like this because he has had some really erratic criminal behavior in the, some bizarre, abhorrent criminal behavior in the past. But I thought he had gotten himself in a place where he was like, okay, you know, I'm now this off-color entertainer. I do my Cracker of the Year awards. I got guys like Shane Gillis who are accepting them. I've been sort of mainstream with this and people like me, and I've moved on from all the nonsense. Well, apparently not. And it's amazing to me that it took this long for this story to get out. I mean, generally something like this these days and on TMZ, it is immediate. But he is wanted, Antonio Brown, for attempted murder with a firearm at a boxing event in Miami last month. There is footage that has not been out there of Brown punching a man, grabbing a gun from a security officer, and then running towards the man he punched. And the video allegedly, because we haven't seen it yet, allegedly shows a pair of gunshots being fired as Brown approached the man. So if that is true and all of that is on video, then he's got no shot. I mean, that's as much of an attempted murder as you can get. I mean, unless he, you know, somebody says, well, he's shooting at his feet or something. I don't know. But then someone could say he could hit an artery and still kill him. I mean, that's you're true. Shooting at somebody. If it is on video, he's going to be charged and charged and convicted. So, I mean, it's a really like sad story in the end of a guy who was, I mean, I saw him as a rookie. I was out there when he was a rookie, and he was a six-round pick, and he called himself Turk because there was some rapper named Turk that was in jail, and that's what he felt like when he was inactive every game, and he used to say they locked me up like Turk. It was like a joke of his. So that was when he first got there, and it was Emmanuel Sanders and Mike Wallace. They called themselves a Young Money family, and then Antonio Brown makes this catch in his rookie season when they unlocked him against his helmet. Against the Ravens, and it was incredible. And then he just, boom, ended up being one of the best wide receivers in Steelers history. And his numbers were incredible, and him and Ben were just simpatico, and then he just lost his mind. Now, I don't know if, you know, people out there told me that he wasn't the same after the hit that Vontaze Burfict gave him a concussion, and he came back after that different. And there was others like Ryan Clark who said, I always saw what was in Antonio Brown in there. It just got louder as the years went on. But from a, you know, a guy who had just so much potential to be someone like Larry Fitzgerald and be a first ballot Hall of Famer is now in this type of situation after it looked like he had straightened himself out.
Yeah, I saw a video clip of him a few weeks ago where he was doing an interview, and I don't know who the person was, just talking about his life and his career and how he basically said, I don't remember a lot. And whether that has anything to do with the hit you're talking about, the repeated hits, CTE, whatever it might be, he just looked like a sad person. And this stage of his life, I mean, his last, what would you say, the last 3-4 years have just been, and it did seem like he was coming around and kind of changing things. This is a sad ending to what was a very promising career. And it has been, I mean, one thing after the next before it calmed down. And now this kind of resurfaces all the crap that we saw the last several years.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt. I remember watching a video where he was, you know, with a, it was a domestic situation and he's screaming at the woman and saying all these horrible things. And he's like FaceTiming it and recording it. And he's just, you know, kicking this woman out of the house. And then we had the whole deal where he was throwing rocks at a delivery driver and all that stuff. And it was just, it seemed like, and then the pool incident that he had on vacation where there was unwanted nudity. And there was like one thing after another after another. And then it was like, it calmed down. And he became this off-color comedian through him and his manager in the X account. And it was like all that stuff was in the past, and this is who Antonio Brown's going to be now. He's going to be a social media humorist, and now it
and
seems
it was
like,
working for a while.
Yeah, but I mean, if this is all these things that are alleged end up being true, and all of that's on video, he's got no chance.
Is there any chance? And I only saw small details of it. I haven't seen the entire thing. Is there any chance that this was self-defense, that this was some sort of a fight that was provoked by the other guy?
Because we haven't seen the video, I guess that there is a chance that that's the case because no one's really seen that yet.
Right.
But if it's the reports are true where the guy is running away and he's shooting at him, you know, that's not.
I'm grasping at straws.
You know, so I don't know. We'll see. I mean, anything's possible. Wait on the details.
What year was it that he walked off the field when he was with Tampa? Was it two seasons ago? Because Brady was on the team, wasn't he?
Yeah, I want to say 2021.
I was going to say it was at least three, so 4 years. That's that long ago. 4 years ago. That's probably the lasting image we have of him on the football field, right? He never came back and played.
Never came back.
That was it.
And then there was, what was his name? Johnny Hustle Hard or something. It was a driver that picked him up from that game. We could never get him on. But his driver's name was Hustle Hard. And then he ended up in that hotel.
Oh, with the girl.
Yeah, that was the previous night before the game.
Yep.
Johnny Boy Hustle Hard. I think that was his name. It was a driver, and he also drove Saquon around. Antonio Brown leaves Felix. I want to say it's 2021.
What a bizarre story.
It was the 2021 season, but it was, I guess, January 5th. So it was like the last. It was like the last regular season game of the year. So January 3rd, 2022. So a week 18 game.
Yeah.
Danny Boy Hustle Hard.
There it is. Yeah. Danny Boy Hustle Hard had picked him up from that particular thing and ended up in his vehicle. And he's out there somewhere still hustling hard. But
I'm sure he is.
But he never, I mean, you know what? He's a guy that you want to have in your corner because he never spoke up. Like he heard us talking about him. He just didn't want to come on and talk about his guys.
You ever think about the secrets that limo drivers and personal drivers would have of their clients that don't get out? And they're respected by their clients for. And I don't mean bad. I'm not saying that. But
yeah.
I mean, I guess in some cases they could be too. But they've seen and heard everything.
Oh, I'm sure.
And know everything.
I was thinking about that with caddies the other day.
Oh, sure.
Like certain places. Yeah. You know, and like some of the things and members and high.
Some of these guys might spill their guts to them, like a therapist.
Yeah, that could be like, you know, high potential people, could be politicians, could be captains of industry, could be whoever that are out there. But yeah, interesting stuff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.